God bless you all.
Thank you.
What a wonderful night. Oh my goodness. And you know, usually I just share on what's happening in my life, and I'm on holiday this week. Lawrence can't wait for Monday so that I get back to work and get out of his hair. But it's been a busy week, and as I've got a bit older and I'm going through the menopause and everything else, my mind goes a blank sometimes. You know, I forget that I've made these arrangements, and I forget that I've planned something, and then I always get reminded. So we decided that we would take the children out, and we had a wonderful day, came back totally exhausted. But I'd also arranged to meet with Danny and Amber this week. And there was a little confusion in the beginning. You know, first of all, we were going to do Friday, and then we were going to do Saturday. Thank you, love. And then I thought we'd arranged it for the Saturday. So then I usually meet Leanne on a Friday. I mean, we're talking about grown-ups here, right? Carl's 35, Leanne's 33, Dan is 30. Well, yeah, just... And then Leanne finds out that I'm meeting Danny on Friday. And she starts going to town. Oh, but I always spend Friday with you, and blah, blah, blah. And also, I won't be seeing you. You're going to go and meet up with Danny. And now I see her every Friday. And she got so hurt because I was going to meet up with Danny and Amber on Friday. Not the fact that I was meeting up with them, but it's just that I wouldn't be with her. And so I messaged Amber, and straight away, there was no issue, you know, just that peace of God. No, that's fine. We can arrange it for another time. She, you know, their hearts just was totally different to Leanne's heart. And it just showed me, you know, that forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a big key. That we can go through life thinking that we're right, when 9 times out of 10 we're not, we're wrong. You know, after 34 years of being with Lawrence, you know, that relationship of husband and wife, there has to be a great amount of forgiveness in there. You know, because it's, we both had individual lives, then God brought us together, and learning how to live together, you know, and becoming one is not always an easy task. You know, sometimes you have baggage and you have your own ideologies. You think you know that the way that you want to do things may not always line up with the way that your partner wants to do things. But it's having that forgiveness for one another and to want to do better. You know, and actually forgiving people is a very big key. You know, God, like Lawrence was just sharing, you know, how we love ourselves is indicative of how God loves us. You know, he sees us and he sees that Christ in us. He doesn't look at us in our old nature, in our old man or anything like that. He just loves us and he wants the best for us. And when we deal with believers, you know, that's how it should be. We shouldn't be looking at them and their faults and their, you know, their conditions on whether they're doing it right or doing it wrong. We should be looking at them with the Christ in them. Because, you know, we aren't perfect and we may make mistakes, but we always have to remember that, you know, God always loves us from a pureness. That pureness with God's love is just undeniably just so special. And that we then have the same love for one another. First and foremost, our relationship with God first, then with our partners, and then with our family and the family of God. But if we have this sort of barrier that somebody has caused us harm, so we put up that barrier and we're not prepared to forgive, then we're going to find it very hard to be able to move on. God says in, I'll just read it to you now, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, the humility, first and foremost, that we have to have, that humility that we're not perfect, that we do have, do make mistakes at times, but that we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face. Then we'll turn away from those wicked ways. We'll turn away from the old man nature and we'll come into that newness of life where we humble ourselves before God and allow God to work within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know, having that humbleness and that meekness, knowing that, you know, as they were crucifying Christ. I don't know who that is, love.
Petrie.
Knowing that as they were crucifying Christ, that Christ was on that cross and he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. You know, once we get to a place where we can forgive anybody that's caused us any harm or has lied to us or has been unkind, or that we'll be able to move forward with that love of God. And there's nothing more powerful when we walk in love, no matter what anybody's done to us. You know, and the response that I got from Danny and Amber about not meeting them on Friday just blew me away completely, you know. And then today I was looking, trying to find somewhere because Lawrence wanted to get away for a few days, and we've been looking, and with the lockdown everything was booked or the prices were so ridiculous, there was nothing available. And I left it and I continued to go about doing things, and I said, you know, God, if there's something available and it's within our price range, because we don't want to pay a lot of money, and it's just a couple of days, you know, let it pop up on my phone. And I put it back in the phone, and lo and behold, I found a caravan at Swanage. Everybody knows that we love Swanage. And I love Swanage. And it was for 4 days. But then I had the issue with the dogs, because obviously Milo's not been well. And even though the lady that takes care of them, she is an absolute wonderful person, but, you know, it's not right for him to leave his home right now. Remembering that I'd already let Danny and Amber down for Friday, I messaged them and I say, you know, is it possible that you could come and stay here for 4 nights while me and Dad go away? And straight away the response was, yeah, not an issue. I said, well, do you want to check with Danny first? Well, you know, I will check with Danny, but I know he'll say it's all right. And then she messaged me back to say, I've spoken with Danny and he is blessed to do that. You know, there was no animosity. There was no, you know, well, let me think about it, or, you know, I'll have to, you know, I don't know if we can do that. Straight away. It's so easy when you just walk in love and you don't let things affect you, that you get to a different level. You know, Lawrence was talking about paradigms and things, you know, and each time that we, you know, we remove the old man and we put on the new man, we're moving up levels, you know, because our faith and the maturity in Christ just really lifts us. And, you know, I know Dan is my son and Amber's my daughter-in-law, but my gosh, they are flying right now. And they are ones to be watching, guys, honestly. You know, they are really moving with God. Nothing phases them. You know, yeah, they have their issues and they have things going on in their lives, but, you know, you can see that unity. First and foremost, them and their relationship with God as individuals, but then when they come together, you know, and I'm so proud of them right now, and I know God is too, that we, me and myself and Lawrence, we can even learn from them, you know, in situations, yeah, you know, because it's iron sharpeneth iron, and again, having that love of God, loving one another, not because it's you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, no, that we want to walk in that pureness and be able to see one another how God sees us, you know, not that old man or what we did years ago, but what is tomorrow going to bring, you know, what am I heading for, you know. Last week I shared about well, basically the testimony of our lives and just the way that signs, miracles and wonders happen in India, yes, but they've happened here in this house in Pucklechurch in Bristol, you know, we've seen them, and that people need that hope. Yes, we have the hope of Christ coming back, but people also need goals and desires and to be able to plan things. You know, we need to get excited about life and have something to look forward to. You know, the world wants to bombard us with lockdowns and COVIDs and everything else. And if we decide, well, actually, we better wait because we don't know what's going to happen. No. You know, God doesn't want us to sit and wait. He wants us to move now. So having something to look forward to, whatever your desires are, whatever you're planning, you know, start planning. I know that Lisa's looking for a house, then start the basics. You know, start that, what God says, you know, as we plant our seeds, you know, and we reap a harvest. Well, that harvest comes when we are faithful and diligent to give to God first. You know, and then as we start to have our desires and God puts those desires in our heart, He goes to work to perform them. But again, we have to step out in that faith. And having that forgiveness for one another makes us stepping out in faith even easier, because we have to lighten the burdens and lighten the load on ourselves before we can really begin to move. So anything that's holding you back right now, you need to give it to God. Just remember that God loves you and He wants the best for you. And Jesus Christ says, you know, forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, people that have caused you harm, people that have hindered you, they don't know what they're doing. You know, they're probably working for the adversary to buffet you. But when you come back with love, that is an undeniable love of God that never returns void. Never, ever. You know, God will make you the head and not the tail. And then, you know, you're not consumed with guilt and doubt and mistrust, because you know that you have sold yourself out to the one true God, and that He is, you never have to mistrust Him. You know, you never have to feel guilty or ashamed or condemned, because God will never, ever leave you or forsake you. He's the one that supplies your needs. He's the one that puts the desires in your heart. And we just have to go with God, knowing that He's got our backs. And as we walk out in that love, you know, you will start to see that old man dropping off, you know, and you won't react to negative situations. You'll just, like, blow them off. You know, there's a lot of people around right now with stress and anxiety. But the best way to get rid of that is to give it to God. You know, your Heavenly Father's listening every minute of every day. As we call out to Him, He hears us. You know, and He delivers us from all our fears, whatever's going on in our lives. So having that relationship with Him first, then it has a knock-on effect to the people around you. So I encourage you this week that if anybody's done you any harm, or if anybody's upset you, give it to God and let God go to work in the situation. You know, because His love for you is 100-fold and more. He wants you to have the best life. He wants you to be confident in yourself and in the confidence of your relationship with him. You know, he's placed Christ in you. Christ in you. I mean, not everyone's got Christ in them. Not everyone has got a forgiving heart. Not everyone walks in love. But we as believers really need to set that example. And I want to thank God for my son Danny and for his wonderful wife Amber and for the education that they've given me this week. So bless your heart.